Today we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 23 to 26. But I'm going to start reading in verse 22 to make the context clear. Those verses say, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ, the firstfruits, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death." Every human being who has ever died is going to be resurrected from the dead. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, "All who are in their graves will hear his voice and come forth." In Corinthians, we learn that there are several resurrections at different times. The Bible does speak of a few people who were resurrected during the work of Elisha and Elijah in the Old Testament, and some were resurrected by Jesus or the apostles. But those were only temporary reprieves. Those resurrected people died in the course of things and are now again in the grave. Jesus was the first one to be permanently resurrected from the dead some 2,000 years ago. Our passage today says that a great resurrection will take place at his coming, at the return of Jesus Christ to earth. That resurrection will include those that are his, those who belong to Christ in this life, true Christians. I say true Christians because the New Testament shows that not everyone who claims to be a Christian truly is one. There are tares among the wheat, as Jesus explained in a parable in Matthew 13. The resurrection of those who belong to Jesus at his return will be to eternal life. They need never fear death again. Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 54, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible is put on incorruption, this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." Revelation 20, verse 5 calls it the first resurrection, indicating that there will be at least a second. Paul then moves from the first resurrection right to the end more than 1,000 years later, because his focus is not so much on the resurrections as it is on what happens to Christians, those who belong to Jesus. At the first resurrection, their race is finished and won. Other passages explain other resurrections that come each in its own order. After the resurrection of the just, Jesus Christ will rule on the earth for 1,000 years, called the millennium. Revelation 20, verse 5 says, "But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." Those will be people who lived and died without knowing God. Without that knowledge, they had no opportunity to receive salvation from Him, to become His. Those that believe that today is the only day of salvation, and that those who are not saved will burn eternally in hell fire, neither of which are correct biblically, thank God, have a problem with the fate of those that never knew God. How could a loving God consign them to that horrible eternal afterlife when they never had the chance to even know what they were supposed to do? But that is not what God will do. Those who never knew Him will rise, flesh and blood, in the judgment. Judgment doesn't only mean the sentence and the punishment. It can, and does, also mean a period of testing and trial, of the kind Christians are undergoing now. Peter said in 1 Peter 4, verse 17, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" Christians are being judged, tried, tested now, and they're being observed by God. The dead who rise in the second resurrection will live to have the chance to finally know God, to learn what He requires of them, and to show that they will do what He asks. They must remain faithful to the way of God during that judgment period. Jesus said, "He who endures to the end will be saved," Matthew 24, 13. He also said in Revelation 2, verse 10, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." This will be available to those who rise in the second resurrection. What a comforting truth. Those who have lived before us and did not know God are not writhing and screaming in agony somewhere. They're dead, unconscious, unknowingly waiting for their resurrection so that they can finally know their Creator and receive His blessings. If you want to learn more about this resurrection, read our free booklet, The Last Enemy, What Really Happens After Death. You can find a download link in the show notes. There is a third and final resurrection for the incorrigible, the unrepentant, those who followed Satan's example and rebelled against God. Revelation 20, verses 13 through 15 says, "And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." It's the second death, not eternal life in hell. Death. They will cease to exist and never be conscious again. And that will mark the end. There will be no more human beings left, just glorified children of God. Our passage for today ends, "He, Jesus, puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet." The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. There will be death no longer. That is the happy ending that God offers to us, offers to all human beings who ever lived. Isn't that good news?
Verse by Verse is a companion podcast to the Daily Bible Verse blog, which you can find on the Life, Hope, and Truth Learning Center. Check out the show notes for more.